A painting that's been called a contemporary masterpiece has spent the better part of the past 3 decades in storage. It's only now making the rounds of museums across the country. It's called the Fulbright Triptych. It's nearly 14 feet wide and features near life-size portraits of the artist Simon Dinerstein and his family. Reporter John Kalish has our story.
It's the details that get you. In the right panel sits the artist, in the left his wife holding their infant daughter, and in the middle his workbench covered with engraving tools. On the walls behind, carefully reproduced paintings, postcards, and photographs, and in between, 2 windows looking out on a small town, all rendered in a hyper-realistic kind of folk art style.
There is a sense of, what the heck is this? And then you recover from that and you start falling into it.
Peter Trippi is editor of Fine Art Connoisseur magazine.
You back up away from it because you need to kind of give yourself some distance, and you think, this is slightly mad, but also completely wonderful.
The artist began the triptych in Germany while on a Fulbright scholarship, hence the title. Simon Dinerstein finished it 4 years later in his Brooklyn studio. While it was still a work in progress, Dinerstein says, a prominent Manhattan gallery owner, the late George Stempfli, came to see it with an assistant.
They looked at this painting for maybe a half hour. Didn't say one word. No questions. I couldn't make out what was going on. At the end of the half hour, George Stempfli said to me, I think this is a great painting, and I'd like to own it.
Stempfli sent Dinerstein a monthly stipend for 2 years as payment. When the Fulbright Triptych debuted at the Stempfli Gallery in 1975, the New York Times raved about it.
I went up in the elevator and people had the New York Times and they were reading the paper and they were talking about my painting. And when I got into the gallery, I met the former director of the Whitney Museum and the then director of the Guggenheim Museum. And it was kind of like a fairy tale.
7 years later, in 1982, Stempfli sold the painting to the Palmer Museum of Art at Penn State. The museum didn't display the work for 2 years and then hung it for just 2 months before putting it back into storage. It's only been shown a handful of times since then, none of them at Penn State. The painting's checkered life has frustrated its creator, so in an effort to raise its profile, Simon Dinerstein corralled more than a dozen prominent figures in the arts to write about the work for a book he compiled. One of them is Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Anthony Doerr.
You know, if you're a writer and you want to revisit your work, you can bring it up on your screen or grab it off a shelf quite easily. And for Simon, you know, this is years of his life. Back when you have that energy in your 20s and 30s to make work, a painting like this, those are thousands of hours compressed into a small space. And to have that be in a warehouse must be really, really hard.
Now, just about all museums have works that spend a lot of time in storage, but are sometimes taken out for specific shows. The Fulbright Triptych's immense size and unusual style might make it a difficult fit for a general exhibition. But no one associated with the Palmer Museum will explain the painting's life in darkness. The curator who acquired the triptych for the Palmer is dead, and both his retired successor and current museum officials declined to comment for this story. But the artist is persistent.
It seems to me that the purpose of museums is not just to safeguard art, but it is also to share the art. It's a very difficult situation. I mean, this is like a giant baby, and the baby's being locked away in the basement.
Simon Dinerstein's Fulbright Triptych is on view now in Columbia, Missouri, as part of a touring exhibition of the artist's work. It then travels to Elmira, New York, and Reno, Nevada, before eventually going back into storage. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.